Well, good morning. Live from New York City, it's the EPNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. Woo-hoo! Good morning! See, I haven't done my little good morning song in a while, so I had to do that for y'all to get y'all jump started. Good morning! It is good to be back in the NYC. Yes, I am broadcasting live from New York City and the wonderful Big Apple, and I'm enjoying myself immensely. And I'll tell you guys a little bit about why I'm here later in the call. But welcome back to the EPNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. And we call this the Top Level Monday Motivational Call because we have spoken life into this year. We have spoken out that 2014 is the year we are going to the top. We are claiming it, we're expecting it, and we believe it is going to happen. And I don't know about you guys, but I am going to get back every single thing that the devil stole from me in 2006. I declare it, I decree it, and I just believe it. I believe a total turnaround is coming this year. Lost years, lost money, lost relationships, lost business, lost clients will all be recovered and restored. Lives will be changed in 2014. Ooh, I just feel a quickening in my spirit and in my soul today. And I know it's done. It's done. It's done in Jesus' name. Do you believe it? Do you believe that with me today? Because if you do believe it, I want you to touch the phone. Everybody on the line, touch the phone with me right now. And we're going to just say it out loud. We're just going to declare and decree this day that 2014 is a year of total restoration. I believe it. I feel everybody touching the phone. And we are just speaking life. We're speaking life into 2014. And I'm just going to say these seven words. It is done and it is well. And those of you who know me well, if you ever see me post that on Facebook, it is done and it is well. That means that somebody, not necessarily me, it might be somebody that's close to me that's going through a tough situation and they don't know a way out of it. So I will just post that it is done and it is well. And when you say those words, you are speaking life into that situation. So we all going to say those words. It is done and it is well. And let those seven words be your answer when there are situations that you simply cannot fix, but you know that God will work it out. I just feel that today. I felt like I had to share that this morning. So, by the way, I am Teresa Royale Brown, president of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET. And on behalf of my awesome husband, Charles, and myself, we just want to thank you for joining us on the call today. We just never want to take it for granted that you are taking time out of your busy schedule to fellowship with us, because we are all extremely busy. So therefore, we thank you once again for joining us today. And you know, Charles and I, we are honoring our commitment. This is a commitment that we made in January to do these motivational calls every single week in 2014 to jumpstart you, to inspire you, to motivate you, and give you some substance to stay on track and move forward in your business. And for those of you who don't have a business, and I know there's a few people on the call every week that don't have a business, but they want to hang out with us because they're touching and agreeing with us that their business is going to come forth this year, and we are speaking life into your business this year that it will come forth. So as you guys know, this morning, I'm in New York, and Charles is in Cincinnati, Ohio. He's visiting his family, so we are in two separate states today. But God is good. I'm actually supposed to be in Cincinnati today, but I was called to New York unexpectedly for a meeting today. And so I just, you know, said on my Facebook post yesterday that I am in a place of extreme uncomfortability. It's very uncomfortable what's going on right now in my life. And I'm just flowing with it. I'm sticking and moving. I'm ebbing and flowing. I'm bobbing and weaving. But I am uncomfortable. uncomfortable, and I'm very transparent, so I can tell you guys that I am uncomfortable. But I know that God has a plan. I don't exactly know what his plan is, but I know he has one. So I'm just going with the flow, and I'm just, you know, believing that whatever God has planned, that it will come forth this year. So before we jump into our call today, we want to start it off the right way in a quick word of prayer. So everybody, wherever you are, just touch the phone and let's, you know, clear our minds. Clear our minds and just let's go before the throne of grace. All heads bowed. If you're driving, keep driving. Keep your eyes on the road. But if you can bow your heads, bow with us in a word of prayer. Father God, in the precious, matchless, mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for this awesome day that you have made. And we are just rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, I just ask that you touch each and every person in this call, whether they're an entrepreneur, whether they're a professional, whether this is somebody who just wants to listen in and be motivated today. Lord, touch them. Touch them. Touch their business. Touch everything that they put their hands to today. And bring forth a fresh water anointing on each person on this call. Because, Lord, we know that without you, we are nothing. You are our source. You are our strength. And we just thank you, oh God. We thank you and we praise you. And we just ask all your blessings that you can bestow upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. We just call it done by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. And as I stated before, Charles is in Cincinnati and he's unable to get on the call today. But as you know, we have a special guest joining us today and she is going to help me with our affirmation when we get to that point. But before we get to our affirmation, I know the question always comes up, who is FNET and what do we do? And I see we have quite a few new listeners on the call today. So in short, FNET is a business building organization and we specialize in bringing businesses together to build relationships. And we say this every week, but I really want you guys to understand that building relationships is the key to success in life and in business. And so how FNET builds relationships, we do this through networking events, workshops, seminars, and even a few retreats. And we call our networking experiences, we don't call them events anymore, they're experiences, because the experience we give our attendees, it's warm, it's friendly, it's interactive, and it's a little bit of fun, because we want you to feel like family when you are at an FNET experience. And also, at the end of the year, we have our awesome, amazing, phenomenal Legacy Awards Ball. And that's where we honor 12 to 14 entrepreneurs who are leading the living legacy. And we are in our 9th year. Yes, yes, 9 years have gone by. And we've been hosting these FNET experiences all these times. And we just appreciate all of our awesome awardees because they deserve the recognition that they get with the FNET Legacy Award. And we invite you to come on, join us, and be part of one of our FNET experiences so you can grow your business and your bottom line. And I know some people also ask, why do we do our motivational calls? Well, as I mentioned earlier, this is a commitment that Charles and I have made. We do these calls to motivate you, to uplift and inspire you, because as entrepreneurs, sometimes we feel like we're in this by ourselves, don't we? It's a grind. It is a grind every single day. And so we do these motivational calls to kind of just get you on track. Sometimes it's just kind of nice to know that there's some folks on the line with you that know exactly what you're going through. So that's why we do this. And I'm a full-time entrepreneur, and Charles is also a full-time slash entrepreneur slash employee. So we both know both sides of the entrepreneurial grind, those who have a job and are trying to do their stuff on the side, and also those who do it full-time. So we started this organization in 2006 when I just could not find any events or workshops that were bringing together like-minded individuals so we could get leads in from each other and also just to build relationships and just be around people who get it. You know, sometimes it's just nice to be around somebody who just understands what you're going through. And that's why this organization was formed. And it's just been an awesome, awesome experience just meeting such wonderful people. And even me being in New York today is because of a relationship that I built 10 years ago. So you've got to build those relationships because you never know where it's going to take you down the line. So once again, we invite you, come on, join up with EPNET, come see what we have to offer, and come grow your business and your bottom line. So as I stated earlier, we have a special guest on the line this morning, and she is going to help us with our affirmation. Lady Rosetta Thompson, are you on the call?
I am. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. All right, so Lady Rosetta, you know what we're about to do, right? You know what time it is,
yes.
Right?
I know what time it is.
It's time for our affirmation. Okay, so if you're driving, remain seated, but join in with us. But if you can, we want you to stand up. Now, I know every week I say, everybody stand up, and I know y'all looking at me like, Teresa, why I got to stand up? Because when you stand up, you really can project into the atmosphere what you believe about yourself. So I know my dear friend Karen Carter is on the line. Karen, come on, ladies, stand it on up. I see Lady Sharon Bullock has joined us this morning. Lady Sharon Bullock, stand on up. Nicole Bailey, Pia Tenacious Titus. I see a whole lot of folks on the call today. Lori Gillikin's back on with us. Awesome, Lady Lori. So good to see you. I'm not going to shout everybody out because there's a whole lot of folks on the call, but I even see a few of my New York people on the call. Odessa Hopkins is on the call. Lady Odessa Hopkins live in New York City with me. She's on the call. So everybody, if you will, join us in our affirmation. Okay, so Lady Rosetta, let's get it started.
I am
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur.
I am dynamic.
Dynamic.
I am courageous.
Courageous.
I am outstanding.
Outstanding.
I am amazing.
Amazing.
All right, now, Lady Rosetta, now you know everybody didn't say amazing the right way. Now, everybody, when you say amazing, you have to put your hand motions in it. You got to speak it out. You got to look in that mirror. You got to say out loud, I am amazing. So, Lady Rosetta, we got to do that one more again.
I am
amazing. All right. Woo-hoo-hoo. I felt it.
I am
consistent.
Consistent.
I am remarkable.
Remarkable. I am
blessed.
Blessed.
And
highly.
Highly.
Favored.
Favored. One more.
I am
taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
All right, guys, do you believe it?
Yes.
Do you really believe it?
Yes.
All right, everybody on the call, if you believe those affirmations that we just spoke out, I want you to high-five yourself, high-five somebody with you, and say it out loud and proud that I'm taking my business to the top.
I'm taking my business to the top.
All right. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. All right. Thank you, Lady Rosetta. I'm going to bring you back in a second.
All righty. Okay.
Now, let's not forget, when we are on our journey of taking our business to the top and to higher heights, we got to reach back and take someone with us, because this life is not about us. The statement is true. It's not about you. It's about us collectively helping one another and helping others in life as well as in business. And we say this affirmation before each and every FNET experience because we believe if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about our lives, about our families, and about our businesses, that it will come to pass. Not it might come to pass, not it maybe come to pass, it will indeed come to pass. Therefore, you must speak life, speak good things, speak positivity, and watch your life, your family, and your circumstances change. Now, we're getting ready to jump into the call, but last week, Charles and I spoke briefly on the topic, are you leaving a legacy? If you missed that call, you really need to hear it. It was an awesome on-time word, and I know I have gotten a little bit of slack because the last two Monday Motivational call links have not been up, and I do apologize for that. We are still tweaking our new conference call system, but I spoke with my awesome web designer today, and we are going to make sure that those links are up hopefully by the end of the day. And you can access the links on our website, www.fnetonline.com. That's fnetonline.com. And just click on the box that says Monday Motivational Calls to hear the replay. And I believe my awesome web designer is on the phone today, Lady Christy Hackley. You are awesome. She did a phenomenal job on our website. So for those of you who have not seen the new and improved FNET website, please take a look at it. And we'll be hearing from Lady Christy soon. She'll be on one of our motivational calls as well because she is one of our newest elite members with the FNET organization. So thanks again to Lady Christy. But those Monday motivational call links will be up in the next couple of days. All right, so everybody, I want you to get prepared to take a few notes because, again, we have a special guest on the call, Lady Rosetta Thompson. And among so many things, she is an author of a wonderful Christian coloring book for children, which is I thought was just absolutely fascinating, called Fruitful Thoughts. And I have never met anyone who's actually done a coloring book. So I thought it was just amazing and just awesome that she did that for our young people, which is just phenomenal, phenomenal. So I want everybody to take out their pads, pens, iPads, iPhones, and let's welcome our guest this morning, Lady Rosetta Thompson. Hello again, Lady Rosetta.
Hi, good morning to everyone.
Good morning. I want to take just a second
and thank Charles and Teresa for the opportunity to be a guest speaker this morning. I count this a privilege to be a guest speaker on FNET call. I've hosted calls before but never been asked to be a guest speaker, so I'm really humbled at that request.
Thank you.
My first thought was, why me? But then I
why not you?
Yeah, exactly. I just missed that first thought because it wasn't a fruitful thought. And
right.
Based on my coloring book, that's what I try to always have, fruitful thoughts. Then I thought, why not me? Because I have the greater one within me. So what I actually share with you in the next few minutes, I pray that my words will be useful to everybody who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
So my topic is, are you available? Are you available for business? Are you ready for business? The scripture in Matthew 24:44 tells us to always be ready because we don't know when the Lord is going to come. So in the same way, we don't know what hour, what day, or month our business opportunity is going to come. So are we ready for these opportunities? Can we meet the need when the opportunity comes? What if that opportunity took us out of our comfort zone and provided a means of growth for ourselves and for our businesses? So think about what you would do to expand your business, because we are taking our businesses to the top. So we need to be ready and be thinking already about being at the top. So how can we be available? I want you to take notes on three things. The first thing, purpose. And I'm not talking about a purpose, but purpose in your mind, your heart, to go to the top and to be at the top. So that means we need to be in expectancy mode. So when the phone rings, ask yourself, is this the person? Is this the lead? Is this the launch pad? What about the business cards that you get? Is this the person or business that is your next step? Or is that card just one of the bunch you got at the event that you went to? Did you feel that that person wasn't relevant to your business? But think about this. They could actually know someone that you need to connect with. So you never want to dismiss that that person or that business card. A few days ago, a business owner asked me if I had my business goals written down. And I do. And the opportunity, if I did have them written down, was a discount for their business services. So if I wasn't ready at that time, I would have missed out on that opportunity. So you want to always be expecting someone to ask you something, so you want to be ready with whatever it is that they're requiring or asking of you. So you want to live in expectancy of great things to happen. Then number two, plan. Now, I'm not just talking about a business plan, but it's going to be a daily plan. And it's a way of how you do business on a daily basis. You need to focus every day on getting a little bit better. And over time, the outcome is going to be great. And you want to ask yourself, how can I stand out above all those that are in my field or in my profession of my business? You also want to focus on quality and execution, because if you're taking care of your customers, they're going to actually turn into your own personal evangelist. Then you want to work towards being significant, and you also want to get organized. You want to keep detailed records. You want to study and learn from your competition. So get consistent each and every day in working out your plan. Also, ask yourself, if you get an investor tomorrow, do you have a plan for that person? And if you don't, you need to write one down. You know, start writing it down today. And if you got a call to bring your business idea before great leaders, could you go tomorrow? Is everything ready? So then, are you available? Because it's coming. And it's coming because we're confessing that it's coming.
Yeah.
And then lastly, we want to proceed. So when a lead does come, are we ready? Do we proceed and follow up on that lead? And can we deliver the needs that that lead brings us? Do we have our resources in place for when the windfall comes? We want to act as though it's going to happen, and act as though it's going to happen today. Act as though it's going to happen tomorrow, but act as though it's going to happen sooner than you think. Because when we're ready and available, God is going to bring things to us. He says in Proverbs 18:16 that a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men.
Yeah.
So we want to be prepared to make sacrifices. Sometimes that may mean a little less of our me time, and sometimes it may mean a shift in our family time, or maybe a little less of our family time, or a whole turnaround of our schedule, you know, because we are entrepreneurs, so we need to be ready and quick and able and available to do what needs to be done when it's brought to us. Then we need to have a support system, or a dream team, as I call it. So you need people to brainstorm and bounce ideas off of. And as entrepreneurs, we sometimes think that we can do anything. But that anything mentality doesn't mean that we can do everything. So we always need to have people on our team. We always need to maybe even outsource some of the things that we need to do to other people. Because we're in business for ourselves, but we're not in business by ourselves.
Yeah.
So if you need to train someone, it'll take time on the front end, but it will pay out largely in the long run. Then we need to be fully committed and passionate about what we do. We want to build good business relationships. We want to enjoy the people that we're around. We want to enjoy hearing about their businesses, their products, and their ideas. We want to make sure we're taking care of the other people, the other entrepreneurs that we're building relationships with.
Mm-hmm.
And also, in our going forth in our businesses, sometimes things might not seem to be working the way that we're thinking that they were going to be working as we're proceeding. So we might need to shift or step away so we can see what we're doing or see what has transpired so we can see things a little more clearly. So, therefore, in conclusion, we've got three things that we need to do to be available. One, we need the purpose. We need the purpose in our mind to be in expectancy mode. We need a plan. Plan to do our business daily. And then we need to proceed. We want to have a dream team, be fully passionate about what we do. So even after we've made it to the top, we want to act like we have nothing to lose and continue to take action and risk like we have been doing without any fear of failure. We want to focus on what we focus on will actually eventually come to us. And Teresa, she always says sometimes there are people on a call that don't have businesses that may want to start a business. So I'm going to leave you with this quote. You don't have to be great to get started, but you do need to start to be great.
Wow. Lady Rosetta. That was absolutely awesome. And, you know, usually when we have guests on the call, I'll say something, I'll be interjecting, but I've been learning over the last few guests, just kind of be quiet and take it all in because, ooh, that was good stuff, lady, good stuff. But, you know, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us, because as entrepreneurs, I know people on the call are thinking, how do you become prepared for the thing you need to do? Or want to do, or are purpose to do? How do you actually become available? And I know you gave us three steps, but how do you actually do that, I guess, mentally? How do you prepare yourself to become available?
Well, I was thinking about that, and I would say to ask yourself, what does your business, the business that you're in, what does it look like to you when you're at the top?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say to work back from there.
Mm-hmm.
And do it step by step, because you can only take one step at a time. You know, you
absolutely.
You don't go from the start to the finish line. You can only go one step at a time. So in that taking your first step to get to where you see yourself at the top, you know, you need to do your researching, your studying, you need to write down your vision, of course, write down what it looks like to be up at the top, write down a plan to how to get there, and then just work it step by step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even though you have that that vision of being at the top, you don't want to be, like, overwhelmed that, okay, I'm not there, or I'm not going to get there, or it looks like it's, you know, so far in the future, because you really don't know how long it's going to be, or how soon it's going to be. Because with God on your side, you know, it could be next week, and your plan might say it's going to be 5 years.
Right.
So you have no idea, you know, so just, you know, step by step.
Well, you know, and it kind of goes back to what our dear, and I have to reference her,
our dear friend and former, well, I won't say that, but she always says that she used to have problems with her ideas, but Lady Sylvia Henderson, she always helps people with their ideas. So what, basically what you're saying, you have an idea, and you have to have it laid out step by step. And that's really kind of the only way you can do anything. And I hope people are taking notes, because that's one of the hardest things for us to do, is to get our ideas out of our head and onto paper. And so I know that's what Sylvia talks about a lot. But then it also, it's something that our dear friend Emmy Dickers, Emmy does a lot of vision boarding. So it's almost like you have to put the vision in pictures. And so it's, you're writing the vision, and you're actually making it plain by having a vision board. So those two things actually work hand in hand with what you're saying today about becoming available.
Yeah. Yes.
So I love how all of this is kind of all work in a synergy.
Yes.
Everything
yes.
we all kind of do, you know,
absolutely.
As our little elite group, it all kind of works in a synergy, because you're writing a vision,
yes.
you're visualizing it, and you're making it plain. So
yes.
I love that. That's how you become available, basically.
Yes. Yes,
that's exactly how you become available. That is awesome. Good stuff, Lady Rosetta. Good stuff. So now, Rosetta, I always try to give an opportunity for our speakers to let people know, how can we stay in touch with you? How can we support you? Give us your website. Give us any upcoming things that you have coming down the pike. What can we do to help?
My name is Rosetta Thompson. If you got the email, you see my name and my bio. Currently, right now, you can reach me on Facebook. You can inbox me, Rosetta Thompson. I also have a Facebook page, Fruitful Thoughts, Coloring and Activity Book, because it's not just a coloring book, it's also an activity within a coloring book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to have a art show coming up at the end of this month on the 29th of June. It's in Ellicott City.
Okay.
That will also be posted. I will post that up on my website within the next couple of days. That's going to be art show. It's actually art show for my daughter, Kayla. She was the inspiration behind the Fruitful Thoughts Coloring Activity Book. So that book is also going to be a feature there. And she was the inspiration back when she was 4, so this was almost 10 years ago. But she's also a really good budding artist. And and like I said, it's June 29th, and it's a Sunday, and it's going to be from 3 to 5.
Okay,
so
well,
I hope everybody can come out and support.
Yeah, make sure you send me all the information, and I'll post it out on my page as well.
I will.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you so much, Lady Rosetta. We appreciate
you. Thank
you
for having me.
And I hope everybody took those points that Lady Rosetta gave us and are writing them down. I hope all of you guys have started a Monday Motivational Call notebook, because every time we have our calls, whether it's our speakers or whether it's Charles and I, we always give you nuggets of information that you can refer back to that's going to help you in your business. So, Lady Rosetta, you can hold on. We're going to be on for a few more minutes. But, again, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Now, you're welcome. Now, I know Lady Rosetta just talked about a few points in terms of being available. And she said something about you got to make sacrifices in your time and your schedule, because some things are going to change around for you a little bit. And that is the reason I'm in New York today. Again, I'm supposed to be in Cincinnati with Charles, but I got a call. I got a call. And, you know, I'm just of the belief that when things happen, you have to answer the call and make sure that you're available. And what Lady Rosetta said is so true. You never know when the call is going to come. And
Like I said earlier, I actually had built a relationship with somebody about almost 10 years ago. And I met up with this person at a conference maybe about a month ago. And I said to this person, hey, you know, I would really love to meet with such and such. I really need to meet with that person because I think that person can help me with a few things that I'm working on in the future. And what happened? I didn't know that that person knew that person. And they set up a meeting with me. And, of course, this was the only day the person could meet with me. So here I am in New York. But you got to be available. You have to make yourself available. And I'll share more in the coming weeks and months after I meet with this person and see how things go. But it's so timely what Lady Rosetta was talking about, because you just never know when that call is going to come. And so you have to ask yourself the question, are you available? Are you available? What if I called somebody on this call and said, hey, there's an opportunity for us to go to Spain for a entrepreneurial conference. Would you be available? Could you come? You never know. You never know what somebody's working on. You never know who somebody's connected to. You never know what God has down the line for you. So I want you guys to really, really, really take what Lady Rosetta said to heart, because her topic, which I didn't even really realize that was what she was going to be talking about today, was so timely for me in my own business. So God is good, and I'm very uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable, but you got to be so careful. So when I tell you guys about speaking out the affirmation, be very careful what you speak into the atmosphere, because it will come to pass. I just made an offhanded comment to this person. I said, I want to meet such and such. And within a week, it was set up. So be very careful what you say out of your mouth. So, yes, I'm very uncomfortable because I didn't realize that this was going to happen right now. I was hoping some things were going to happen a few months down the line. As you guys know, I'm still recovering from my car accident, and I'm still hobbling around, but I'm making it happen. My father told me yesterday, he said, do you have a dent in your feet? I said, why do you say that, Daddy? He said, because you're still jetting around here. You're hobbling, but you're jetting. I said, I'm sticking to moving. I'm bobbing and weaving. I'm making it happen. So we got to keep it moving in spite of whatever happens in our life or in our business. We have to keep it moving. We have a goal. We have a dream. And we just got to keep going for it. So I just ask all of you guys to say a special prayer. I know you guys don't exactly know the nature of why I'm actually here, but just touch and agree with me that what God has in store is going to happen. So I'm just walking on faith. It's a faith walk. So, God is good. But before I let you go, we have a couple of quick announcements. Tomorrow, I will be speaking at the Prince George's Federal Credit Union Business Success Series, and I will be showing business owners how to plan effective and fun events for business owners. So that event is going to be at the credit union on Hall Road, and I will have all of that out on my Facebook page. I think I put it out the other day. I'll put it out again later today. It's tomorrow at 8:30 a.m., so please come on over and support. Diane Brown hosts these monthly success series for business owners. It's a great way to network. So, every time I go, I'm always meeting some new and different people. So it's also a way to really network and get your business out, but also learn a little bit in the process. It's a free event, absolutely free. So please click on the link. It's on my page somewhere if you scroll down, but I'll put it out again. So, yes, I'll be back. I'll be back for that tomorrow. So those in the DMV, you will see me in the morning at the Business Success Series. So I hope to see as many of you there as possible. And also, please mark your calendars. It's back, y'all. I've been getting emails and phone calls. So, yes, Charles and I talked about it, and it is back. We were not going to do one over the summer, but we're going to do one eggs, pancakes, and networking is back June 25th, Wednesday, June 25th at 8:30 a.m. at the Woodmore Country Club. Join us for eggs, pancakes, and some serious neck connecting. The information will be out on it this week, so make sure you sign up to be part of this awesome event. I know some of you who are on the call, you've been to past egg, pancakes, and networking events, and there was a couple times we had about 100 people in the room. The room was packed, crazy. So we hope as many of you as possible will come on out and join us for this awesome time of networking over breakfast. And finally, we are still taking campers. Make sure you sign up for the EPNET Young Entrepreneur Camp. It's going to be an amazing time for our young people. Sign your child up today and go to our website and click on the tab that says Camp for the application and instructions. We look forward to doing that camp. Unfortunately, we couldn't do it last year because of the car accident, but we are coming back this year, and we're looking forward to imparting knowledge into our young people. All right, once again, thank you, everyone, for joining us on this important call today. And it was so nice to be able to talk to you guys live from New York City. So it doesn't matter where Charles and I are, we are going to do our best to do our Monday motivational call. We only had to move it one time because that's when we went to the White House. So I couldn't do anything about that one, y'all. But it's at all possible, barring us going to the White House, we will be on Monday at 10 a.m. for the EPNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. And remember, we are EPNET, but we are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line, one relationship at a time. I want you guys to have an amazing week. And remember to ask yourself the hard question, are you available? Take care.